This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is reacting after rebels in Syria overthrew President Assad. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
President Biden addressed the sudden collapse of the Syrian government, noting there's opportunity but also risk ahead.
At long last, the Assad regime has fallen.
In remarks at the White House, President Biden says after decades of repression,
brutalized and tortured and killed literally hundreds of thousands of innocent Syrians. The fall of the regime is a fundamental act of justice. It's a moment of historic opportunity.
But it also comes with risk.
For years, the main backers of Assad have been Iran, Hezbollah, and Russia.
The president says U.S. policy in Israel and Ukraine helped weaken the Syrian government's allies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Kremlin says Russia has granted asylum to Syria's President Assad. Damascus, Syria's capital, has been quiet this morning. Most shops and public institutions have been closed. In public squares, some people were still celebrating the events of the past few days. Now to what Donald Trump is saying about you and those promised tariffs on U.S. trade partners. The AP's Jennifer King.
President-elect Donald Trump says he can't guarantee that his promised tariffs won't raise prices for Americans. Trump also told NBC's Meet the Press that he plans to pardon supporters convicted for their roles in the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. They're still searching for the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last week in New York City. The FBI has offered a $50,000 reward for information leading to his arrest and conviction. That's on top of a $10,000 reward offered by the NYPD. Two of Turkey's military helicopters crashed into each other in midair this morning, killing six military personnel. This is AP News. Now, trying to bring holiday magic to Ukraine's children.
Hopes for victory, a swift end to the war, and prayers for loved ones to survive the conflict are among the wishes scattered throughout Ukrainian children's letters to a volunteer group. While the volunteers, who call themselves St. Nicholas's reindeer, cannot fulfill most of these dreams, they try to deliver on the simpler ones. Some of their many gifts are power banks to help families endure power outages, bicycles, books, or even new pets like parrots or mice. The group's psychologist, Katerina Shutalova, told the AP, "What we are trying to do is give children back just a little bit of their childhood to create such happy, such resourceful memories, which will then allow them to withstand the world in which they have to live." 9-year-old Alina Soboleva, who lost her mother and grandmother in the war, received her wish of pet mice. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.